Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. I could shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
We will get to Bill's Twist in a second. Before that, if you want to be the star of your neighborhood,
yes,
it starts with your house. Your house can be illuminated properly with Halo Custom Lighting. Me and Bill have it in our houses, and it's very fun to change the colors every night if you'd like to. I know we play around with the different color schemes. I'm sure you do as well, Bill.
You want to be the star? Don't be lawn guy. It's nice to have a great lawn, but that doesn't make you a star.
Nope.
It doesn't. Lawn says that it's like, oh, great lawn. And I enjoy being a great lawn. That's why.
Keep yours up.
That's why Andrew is in your garage. In the garage and shows
in,
up.
In the Andrew proper garage now.
Helps me so much. But the lights change everything. It just changes your whole life. Your
right
world.
It just
you stand out. You stand out. How about this one? Hey, stop by the house tonight. Which one? The Mardi Gras lights.
You'll know.
I'll tell you what, that's helpful.
Yeah.
That's helpful.
Just say you'll know the house.
You'll know.
They'll have blue lights on.
Yeah, you have blue lights on. When that's winter. And then also you can control the
winter.
You can control the dim.
Yeah, you can dim it.
And dim and just, Jake, it just, again, it when I'm walking, I always walk Sugar at dusk. So by the time I get back, the lights are on. And Sugar's happy. She goes, there it is. There's home. Mom's there.
And you stop and admire them.
I do.
Why would you know? How could you not?
Well, we're kind of lucky too. There's several in the neighborhood also.
So they're populated in the neighborhood now.
I don't know why you wouldn't have them. I really don't know why.
If you want to get these for yourself, HaloCustomLighting.com. Part of the Neiman and Sons, the friends of Neiman and Sons.
Yeah,
so HaloCustomLighting.com. It is time for a Wednesday edition of Bill's Thrills.
The Thrills.
Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
this is going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Trainos. Grain marketing does not have to be difficult. If you talk to Trainos, they have a three-step process for minimizing your risks and maximizing your profitability. Check it out at gotrainos.com, GOTREDAS.com. Bill, it is a wild card Wednesday. What's on your mind today for Bill's Thrills?
Also, real quick with Trainos, okay, you can still jump on board because if you feel like the corn's gone, corn's not gone. People have a lot of corn in storage. And they've got to get it sold at some point in time.
Really? There's corn in storage right now?
Oh, yes. There's a ton of corn in storage. When do I sell? How do I get out? It's not too late to sign up right now. It's not too late. Hey, listen, I need a little help here. Where's this thing going? Man, it's critical to make
people
that.
People are out there still selling their corn.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Here's what we got going here. And I changed this on Jake. I told him I was going to go with it, and I made a change on it to see how this thing kind of pans out here. Who has the clout to make you stout? Who has the clout to make you stout? The new version, and this will be every place within days, will happen. The celebrity assistant GM.
Oh,
the new celebrity assistant GM.
Oh, Trey Young. Here we go.
Trey Young just went as Oklahoma. He is now on their like they say payroll. I doubt he's taking a big pay amount of pay. Doesn't need that much. Steph Curry's doing it for Davidson.
That's right.
It's very detailed out. The Oklahoma one was very detailed with what his role will be.
What is it?
And he'll help negotiate contracts. He will help. And also a big part of recruiting. He will help in the recruiting process. If you ever had a great player, it's like, say it's 10 years ago. Yeah, let's make sure he gets with so-and-so. Couldn't. That was illegal. Now they're on staff. Even though they're playing in the NBA, they're on staff, and so they're able to help. Imagine that recruiting call, so I'm like, hey, tonight Steph Curry wants to Zoom with you guys. Mom and Dad, you guys are going to be home. You're going to talk to him.
What an advantage.
What an advantage. And this advantage is everywhere. And so remember when the GM thing, is this going to happen? What happened? It went like crazy. I'm going to say you're probably going to hear an announcement probably several a day. Maybe I'm wrong on that. You're going to hear it several a day. Where the next person now is an assistant general manager.
Kevin Durant.
Texas. Yep. I mean, you're going to hear all kinds of different things, whether it's basketball, but it's also going to be football. So my question is for the stool and for the fans to text in, who's the clout for Nebraska that makes you stout?
Crouch.
Crouch would be one. Okay.
Crouch would be a very good representative. Won a Heisman. It's not limited to Eric Crouch, but that's the first name that comes to my mind. Well, because he's around here.
He's around, and so it's just an interesting conversation because
he's invested.
Yes.
In the program.
Invested. Agreed. The big thing is for when you're thinking about it is you know who has the name right now that's hot. So the players that they're talking to right now, they wouldn't know who Eric Crouch is,
and they wouldn't know who Dominic Raiola is.
What's that? No, they wouldn't know.
To me, there's two guys for Nebraska that would be the
football, basketball, whatever.
I think it's because of what he's done in just after football would be Will Compton. Everyone knows Will Compton because of Busting with the Boys, the bar stuff.
That's
very, 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 very popular.
How about Jake outside the box? That's a good call, Jake.
The other one that's not around as much, but is very much so, very wealthy, and is a business person, is Ndamukong Suh. He loves business. He's friends with Buffett. He's good friends with Warren Buffett.
Yeah. I'm afraid that Jake named two names that are better than mine.
Well, Crouch is a fine name,
but those are probably better.
Will Compton, people know him across the country now for what he's
Suh.
And Ndamukong Suh, people still know what he did.
I'm going Suh. I'm Team Suh.
But he's a businessman also.
Bill, I'm Team Suh.
Yeah.
And Suh is pretty much done playing football, so he's got time.
Kids remember Suh?
They would remember him, I believe. Obviously, unbelievable career. And then in the end, it's like you have to educate him some, but it's like, okay, potentially one of the greatest, not potentially, he's probably top two or three, four or five greatest college defensive players to ever play the game. The awards
you should know him then.
The awards say it. And then also he's very well educated and schooled in the business
phase. He's a businessman.
Team Suh. Don't know if he could get it.
I don't know, but it's just interesting that this is going to happen across the board. You're going to start hearing it all. It was one of the major stories yesterday. Steph Curry was a story. It's going to keep coming up over and over again.
It will.
So it's like the GM thing. So the chance of it happening at Nebraska or something like that is probably pretty real.
You have to find somebody, Jake, with willingness.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you can name names and that's good, but that person has to be willing to do it.
Yeah. Put my name on that. I'll hit him up. No, it's got to be deeper than that.
That's why I think Compton might be willing to do that. He loves being a part of that program on the video board every game.
I think it's a good idea.
He kills for this place to be good again.
Suh is, I think, would be the home run of all home runs.
Absolutely.
So when I was going through it in my head, Suh was the one that came to my mind the most.
But I'm not down on Crouch. I mean, Crouchy's he's... He's around. He's been invested in this program since the time he left it.
The interesting thing will be if Warren Buffett is, what would his involvement be with Nebraska football if it goes to the open market, which is going to so there's a different.
I don't know
because what is he? He's a business guy. And so
this isn't an open market right now.
No, right now it's not, but it's going to be. Mm-hmm. It's going to be. Mm-hmm. Private equity's coming in.
You think?
And so all of a sudden, Buffett might be involved with it different now because why? Because now it's a business opportunity. Now it's part of your portfolio. That's a way different world than what than someone saying, "Hey, would you donate some money?
Yeah.
Hey,
would you get anything back?
Hey, would you build us a building, have your name on it? No.
You don't get anything back.
How about you want to make it? Because it also would be very lucrative, and so it's an interesting way that might be looked at.
Wow, this is an interesting topic. What's the headline?
The headline is real simple. Who has the clout to make you stout?
Who is it in basketball, Jake?
Yeah,
Nebraska basketball.
Yeah.
Well,
come on, it's tough. I mean, I don't know if Tyronn Lue could do that. He's a coach right now.
Is it the same principle with Crouch? He played in 1999.
You don't have any options, though. Isaiah Roby played for a small time in the NBA. He's not an option. Mikey Moore is a long time. Yeah. I mean, Who are you going to? You've had so little NBA options for Nebraska.
That one's tough. That one's really tough.
I think you have to lean towards Tyronn Lue. Again, he played in the 90s, of course, but people know him because he's been a head coach for many years in the NBA. Mm-hmm. That's your most recognizable person right now.
He'd do it. It'd be
from
great.
From Nebraska.
Now, you know what? I think that's the answer, and I think it would be great. If he would do it.
Yeah. He would be the answer.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
He's still coaching in the NBA. So,
yes.
So he has that. His name's still out.
Because there is something about with what they're doing with their job. They're still having that.
Here's the problem with Lou. Would he be a mild threat to the head coach? Man, I was just going to coach in the NBA.
Yeah.
Been to the finals.
The finals.
Coach LeBron. Hey, Tyronn, maybe you should just coach the team.
You down with that, Tyronn? Yeah.
But
he's never, hey, by the way, never was, when they hired Fred, I can tell you this, and Bill wouldn't mind me telling you, I asked Moose the other day, was Lou ever under consideration? And Bill sort of took a shot at me. He goes, you were right in that. But no, he was never. He never considered Lou when Fred got hired. Lou was never under consideration.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I was writing it.
But the part of it is that you still have to have, you know, with this, some sort of a celebrity status. Now, you can go back in time because you say, well, he played a long time ago. Well, if all of a sudden Michael Jordan gets involved with North Carolina basketball as their assistant GM, and he's the one who's coming to talk to you.
Caprio.
That's a pretty big deal.
It'd be pretty incredible. Well for them.
Yeah, it'd be incredible. And he hasn't played forever. You know what I mean? So think about when he last played.
So there are some guys that could.
There are some guys that can go back. There's some historical players that still have. It's like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. There's some of those guys that still have that. And then whether it be also a you know, a past coach of some sort, you know, that could always come back in the fold as an assistant GM. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they don't need another business manager. They need it has to be a name. It has to be something that gets you on a Zoom call. It gets you involved. Now they'll be very well educated. They'll have a plan for it.
It's not a simple hire.
It's not a simple. And again, it's got to be, because what's going to happen is right away, Steph Curry and Trae Young, you go, whew, that's pretty cool. So they start naming names at other schools, and they're kind of like, who did they just get?
There's that. Then there's the element of there's some guys that fit the name recognition, but they wouldn't be very good at it.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be good in negotiations.
No, it wouldn't be good at the whole process, right? And everything that goes with it. Now, they're not going to be pouring over film from the Summit League. You know, it's going to be, hey, this is kind of who we feel. This is a guy we have to have. This is something we have to do, you know, to be involved in this. And it's a way to give back. But it's going to come about. It's going to come about all over the place. Everyone's going to have this person because those two, they're for free.
They're not for free?
They're not charged. I guarantee you they probably have to pay them like $25,000 a year for that position. That's what they just give the money back to you.
Yeah.
So they're for free. We're bringing a guy in, yeah. like you said, the GM here, what's he make? $800,000. Yeah. So that's not what they're like. We have our money. We got our lifestyle.
And the titles for these guys is it GM or assistant GM?
Assistant GM. It wouldn't shock me if you hear more today. And if you hear that to come up today, but just, it's like, okay. Who has the clout for Nebraska? Who has the stout?
Team Sue.
Football, you got options. Basketball,
anything from the text line, Jake?
Yeah, the text line was saying a lot of Dominican Sue and Will Compton, Bryce McGowan's basketball. I don't think that would. He's a G League guy. He's kind of a fringe NBA player. I love Bryce, but I don't think that's going to get your people here. Levante David was mentioned for football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting guy. Very interesting.
Not a bad name.
For basketball, Eric Piatkowski. And the problem is that was a 90s, long time early ago. 2000s.
I thought of Piatkowski too. That's my first thought. I go, okay, played in the NBA about 10 years, but that was in the 90s.
Yeah, does his name resonate with guys now? Not necessarily.
A name we not mentioned. How about Rex Burkhead for Nebraska football?
Yes. Pretty good.
Very popular player. Yes.
Pretty good. Still Team Sue.
Absolutely. Yeah. But don't knock Will Compton in that conversation, because he's a salesman. He really is.
Wow.
Yeah, and he already has a platform.
Yep.
So the platform is a lot. He's got a big platform already.
Will would be good.
And ooh, so that's something. And then might even be a dual thing. You team up with it. Also, be real cautious. If you bring somebody in that's a failure or a flop or can't do it, doesn't do well, or isn't work at it, it could be also not good.
Mm-hmm. You got to get the right guy.
There'll be some hires that will be epic fails.
Oh, yeah. You just can't be the name guy. The name's
Yeah,
important.
Go ahead. Put my name on it, but whatever. I'm really not involved or don't have this.
Or just not very good at it.
Yeah, just imagine if all of a sudden.
Got to have a little care.
Yeah, I was supposed to talk to whoever, you know, four times. He never showed up, on the Zoom call.
Or he messed up the Zoom.
Yeah, didn't do well, didn't have this, didn't have the facts down. And you're sitting there going, sitting there, you're talking to these, and they're like going, now we have other options.
Right.
We have options that are really good. And this was not a good deal.
Here's the question, Bill.
Steve?
Do you think it's possible that Nebraska's already down this road?
Oh, I'm sure they had to have been when this started. It had to start happening when.
At least discussion level.
There had to be. They're at a staff meeting, and someone goes, hey, what's going on with Steph Curry? What do you guys think? We're staying ahead of this? I mean, this had to have been discussed probably months ago.
I wonder.
Months ago.
For all I know, they're on the cusp of an announcement. Yeah. I mean, I never don't know that.
Yeah, because it's going to happen. Like I said, just watch the next 30 days, and we're going to come in and go, did you just read about so-and-so?
Yeah.
Did you just read about so-and-so? And there'll be a lot of things.
Bill, the headline one last time, please.
I'll do it for you, Jake.
Thank you.
Got it right here.
Yep.
Who has the clout to make you stout?
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by our friends at Trados. It's time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today's topic is athlete nicknames.
Oh, good. We'll be good at this.
I will give you the nickname. You tell me what player that was.
The Doctor.
Wish it was the other way around, but yes, okay, I'm good with it.
If you think you know your athlete nicknames, give us a call, 464-5685. Shut up. Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Simple. Call now to play, 464-5685. Shut up, Simple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Bill and Trivia. Today, our topic, athlete nicknames. You guys feel okay about this?
Right? Yeah. All right. Could be.
Okay.
I feel pretty good.
We have Alex. Alex, how do you feel about athlete nicknames today?
This is Goliath versus Goliath.
Okay. Guys,
Goliath versus Goliath.
Both feeling good today.
Okay, here we
confident,
go.
Confident. All right, first question goes to you, Alex. What former NBA player's nickname was The Truth?
Got it.
The Truth.
You better get this.
Better get
Amigo.
It. Layup.
Because Goliath
layup.
And this
time
one
running.
Pretty good.
Time clicking.
Amigo.
Five. Four. Don't be Googling
five.
Stuff.
Four.
Oh, I'm not.
No, he's not. I can
three.
Two.
One.
Not coming to me.
One. No guess. I'll give you the horns.
You sure you have
it? Yeah, I got it. Yeah. I need to keep you in my back pocket.
Okay,
we're trying to win.
Yes.
Paul Pierce.
Brilliant!
Paul Pierce is correct. 1-0 lead, and Bill is still in play. First question.
Okay, now let's hammer this down, Bill.
There we go.
What former NBA player's nickname was The Big Ticket?
Ooh, I need you.
Oh.
I need you. The big.
No pressure.
Ooh, I think Alex knows this one.
Oh, shiest.
The big ticket.
Big ticket.
Okay, hold on. Who the heck is that?
5 seconds.
I don't have this, Bill.
I don't have it either.
Five.
Ooh, this is uncomfortable. Let me put a guess out there.
Three.
The big ticket must be.
Two.
Must be.
One.
Damian Lillard.
His nickname is Dame, so it's not him. Yeah. Do you want that one, Alex, or not?
It's a big guy.
Yeah, that's KG.
Kevin Garnett is correct.
Brilliant!
Yes, we should have known. Not really. It still didn't really resonate with
we
me.
We
should have
known. No.
Should have known. Yeah.
Alex, back to you for the lead. Last question. What former NBA player's nickname was Mr. Big Shot?
I got that. I got
Robert Horry.
No. I got it. No. Are we nailing this down right
Horry,
now?
Robert Horry was Big Shot Bob, so that's not
Are we nailing this down?
If you, yeah, it's just
Take
for
it,
you.
Do it.
Chauncey Billups. Bam.
Brilliant.
He's awesome.
And Bill is still in place.
Chauncey was amazing. Colorado, by the way.
Colorado.
2-1 lead. And Bill's in play. This is for the win, Sip.
Final
question.
Nail this down. I got you.
What former NBA player's nickname was the Iceman?
Oh, God. I'll let you do this.
Thank you. And then the poster was incredible.
Marty had the poster.
The poster was incredible with the two like that. It's George Gervin.
Brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
The Iceman coming.
Oh, it was so good.
Alex hung up, by the way.
The finger roll.
Alex just hung up.
Did he?
Yeah, just go.
Better time.
The poster was unbelievable.
The Iceman.
It said on the poster, the Iceman cometh.
It was incredible, Jake. The poster was so...
I need to see that poster.
He's sitting on a block of ice, and he's got two ice basketballs.
With a grin.
With a grin, and he's in his Spurs. Oh, the Iceman.
God, the Iceman was a beauty to
watch. How about he would when he did... It was the finger roll. It was just...
Jake,
he'd score about 44 a game.
6'8 guard.
Okay, yeah. This is the tiebreaker for you, Bill. Speaking of George Gervin, he played 15 years in the ABA/NBA from 1972 to 1986. What was his career average points per game?
28.2.
Sip over under 28.2.
That's a great number. I was going to say 27.6.
25.1. Still really good, though. 12-time All-Star, oh, by the way.
He was must-see TV.
They had a guard. They had him, and the other guard was James Silas. Do you remember
yes,
that?
Yes, absolutely.
James Silas. I can't remember all that roster, but it was better times.
Oh, and
the Iceman cometh.
And they made some runs in the playoffs.
They did. I think.
They made a few runs.
You know, okay, back in the day, Marty wouldn't mind me. Marty... I think the radio station was, for some reason, we could get the San Antonio radio station at night. And Marty was a huge Spurs fan, and he would literally listen to the Spurs games at night. You know how it is
in Nebraska.
Radio.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah, he would listen to them all the time. In fact, he got a sticker from the station. Yeah, he's a huge Spurs fan.
How would you not be?
Columbus. Nice win. When we come back.
Night AM radios for the Spurs.
Sean Callahan next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.